Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Wednesday morning, July the 15th, 2026. 16 coming up on 17 minutes past the hour. And certainly the talk at Monday night city council meeting and the talk on this program yesterday was that of flock cameras in the city of Marion. Should they stay or should they go? A big kerfluffle Monday night during city council, Monday city council meeting involving Fifth Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith and 4th Ward City Councilman Nathan Stevenson led to a motion and a second. There was a question of should this vote have taken place? Can a second be withdrawn as Nathan Stevenson's was? It was all very confusing. It looked as if there were at least four votes Monday night to remove the flock cameras. And this was legislation to remove the flock cameras was headed to the Legislative and Codes Committee this coming Monday, but we might have a new development in this morning, and I thank at-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins for joining us. Aaron, how are you?
Yeah, good. Good morning. Well, thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, thank you for coming on this morning. Before we get to the news that you have for us, Monday night, should there have been a vote taken when Nathan Stevenson withdrew his second? Are you allowed to withdraw a second?
So my interpretation of Robert's Rules of Order kind of goes like this. There are two ways that a second can be rescinded. One kind of necessitates that the president has not formally addressed the question. So if you've attended finance meetings, you've probably heard me as chairman. So if I have a piece of legislation or an ordinance on the floor and I have a first and a second during committee, I will say something to the effect of, I've got a first from Ralph Smith and a second from XYZ to send the legislation to council with a recommendation to approve. By declaring that question, I've announced that this is the question in effect. I do have a first and a confirmed second. Once I do that, the second cannot be rescinded unless it is done by unanimous consent. So in other words, that second can still be rescinded, but there has to be unanimous consent to allow that rescension. So unless one person on the council or that committee objects to that rescind motion, the vote would continue. The other way, in my interpretation of this, those are kind of the two ways, right? So one, either the president hasn't formally declared the question, announced an official first and a second, or it can be rescinded through unanimous consent, even without the president going through the proper channels. So to me, I feel like there was nobody on council that was going to object to Mr. Stevenson rescinding his motion. That was my gut feel at the time, so I didn't push the issue.
Right. But the vote could have taken place even though he did rescind his motion.
It could have if somebody had objected to him rescinding that motion.
Now, when we left off Monday night, it looked as if there was legislation headed to committee. Now, is there a change in that?
There is no change. So I'm very pleased to announce that Councilman Thaddeus Smith and I worked late into the night last night, got a draft legislation sent over to the law director and the president of council for them to review, and have asked for their feedback and their advice on how to proceed. So would expect the law director to review that from a legal perspective, and then would expect the president of council to review that and assigned to the proper committee.
Aaron, two quick questions here, because I know you're busy this morning. But a lot of people were worried on Monday, and I think they were worried yesterday on this program, that the committee that this would most likely go to is made up of two people Monday night who spoke out very strongly against removing the flock cameras, Ralph Smith and Dan Clark. So a lot of people feel that this will go to committee to die.
Well, I would encourage all those folks that have come out over the last 2 years to speak in opposition of flock cameras to show up on Monday night to get this thing over the finish line. I think I have every intention that this will go to full council and be given an up or down vote one way or the other. You know, I'm going to push very, very, very hard for that at committee on Monday night. And I think, honestly, public pressure is something that, you know, as city councilmen, we are representatives of the citizens of Marion, and they have overwhelmingly come to council meetings over the last 2 years to speak in opposition of the flock system. So I feel at this point we've got a duty to at least get this legislation to full council and have a debate.
Well, and the other question then would be, how do you feel about the flock cameras? Because one of the shocking things for a lot of people Monday night was that if you would look up there and you would start to count the votes, there seemed to be four sure votes to remove these things, which means only one more vote would be needed. Do you think there is a possibility of five votes to remove these cameras on this particular council?
Yeah, I ultimately do. I do think we'll have five votes. You know, I don't think we're going to have unanimous consent to pass it, but I do believe we'll have five votes to get this thing across the finish line.
And are you one of those votes?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll be voting to move this legislation forward.
So you believe if this does make it to council, gets through committee, that the flock cameras will be removed?
That is my hope, and that is the intention of the legislation that we submitted last night.
Very interesting. One final question. I know I said that was the last, but here's the final. Is if this does not make it through committee for whatever reason, if it stalls out there, should it be brought before council again as it was last Monday night, and would you second it at this point to take the vote on council if it doesn't make it through committee?
Well, I think there's a lot of hypotheticals there. Depends on how it goes through committee. You know, if it goes through a full up-down vote and votes down, I'm not sure that we can bring it up again during this session based on council rules. So I think there's a lot of different things at play there. And honestly, I think, you know, when you look at the flock system, I think there's an argument to be made that this should probably go to you know, the IT committee. But it sounds like everybody's kind of already kind of rubber stamped this to go to a legislation and codes committee. But ultimately, that's the president of council's decision. So we'll see where it goes from here. All I can tell you at this point is the president of council and the law director have the draft legislation, and I'm waiting on a response from either of them as to kind of where we go from here.
Well, and I think that's interesting, and just bringing up the rear here is I think this is where we are, and I think what you said is exactly correct, and this is what a lot of people are afraid of. If there are people who want these flock cameras to stay, if they are able to stall this legislation out in committee, then it can't go to council for a vote as it would have last Monday. And if the votes are there, they're just not on that particular committee to get rid of these flock cameras, then they would stay if it was stalled out in committee.
Well, I think if there's as much disdain for these systems and these cameras as there appears to be based on the feedback that we've heard at City Council for numerous months now, I would venture to say that this is going to become a big issue come election time. So I would encourage people to get out Monday night, see exactly where your city council representative stands on the issue of flock cameras, and don't forget about it come November. That would be my advice to the citizens of Marion.
And also possibly on Monday night.
Absolutely.
Which where it could be. At-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins. Thanks, Aaron.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. Thanks, Scott.
All right, well, there you go. That's the latest update on Flock as we have it this morning. The legislation has been drafted by 5th Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith and at-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins. It has been sent to the law director and the president of council for review, and we'll see what committee it goes to on Monday night. And if it goes to full council, if it gets through committee, Aaron feels there are enough votes to get rid of the Flock cameras in Marion, Ohio. Very interesting stuff. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
And this was on the front, on the Facebook page yesterday, and I think even the day before. But I got a friend's request from Charlie Jeannie Evers.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so I approved it. But on the Facebook page yesterday, it had some of his other daughters and stuff on there and some pictures. And up at the top it said, Charlie Jeannie Evers was tagged. What does that mean?
That means whoever took the picture tagged Jeannie at this point. It was Charlie's old Facebook. Obviously, Charlie's been gone for 6 years now. So they left his...
was named Jeannie, so I...
Yeah.
You know, I proved it as a friend, so...
Yeah, that's Jeannie's Facebook page. So essentially, whoever made that post, because she was probably in that post, tagged her in that post so her friends could see that.
Okay. I just didn't know what was going on with that tagged, and then, you know, I just recently got that friend's request, so I just wanted to make sure everything was up and up.
Yep, everything should be good as far as I know.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
Thank you, bye-bye. All right, and again, the phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. So if you're interested in the Flock cameras, I think this is a very interesting development. We now know that the legislation has been drafted, and it is gone to the law director, and it has gone to the president of council, and it will be assigned to a committee. Could be legislation and codes. I guess it could be information systems. But if it gets out of that committee and goes to council, will there be 5 votes to get rid of the Flock cameras in Marion? Now, at-large City Councilman Aaron Rollins just said he did feel there were 5 votes to get rid of these things. That is a very poignant moment, I think. Because yesterday, former 3rd Ward City Councilman Jason Schauber called in. He felt the vote should have been taken Monday in regard to Thad's motion, the way Robert's Rules of Order work out. That didn't happen. It looks as if that's kind of put to the side now, and we'll see what happens with this legislation. I don't know. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have any thoughts, feel free to give us a buzz. I think it's an interesting subject. And we had many conversations on this show yesterday in regard to Flock cameras and should they stay, should they go, what do they do, what's the purpose of them. You know, it's a very controversial issue right now, to be sure. There is certainly a lot of controversy surrounding these Flock cameras, and I don't know. I think there is a question on if this goes to legislation and codes, would it make it out of committee? Ralph Smith and Dan Clark both sit on that committee, and on Monday night, they both voiced support for Flock cameras. 2 votes would keep it in committee, or two members of that committee not sending it on to council would keep it in that committee. I don't know. I think it's fascinating the way this is all coming down, but this is government, and this is how it works. Again, phone lines are open if anybody has any thoughts on this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 31 minutes past the hour here on this Wednesday morning. Halfway through the month of July. Can you imagine that? Well, almost halfway through. Middle of the day today will be halfway through the month of July, I guess is what we would probably say. Go ahead, caller.
Love your city.
Another day of it.
Let's get the flock out of here.
Well, that seems to be the consensus right now.
Well, you know, what good are those cameras? When I had the incident a year ago, and the stupid chief of police and his minions, you know, to anybody listening, anytime a cop pulls you over, take your cell phone and make a recording, because no matter what the IQ is of the officer making the report, that is the word from God, because he is a policeman, and they'll make you look like a moron.
Well, how do you feel about the flock cameras, which the police department says are only reading your license plates?
I think that's a bunch of bull. Bunch of bull. What's the purpose of it then? If they can read your license plate, if they're that accurate, why can't they get a picture of the driver?
Well, I think their feeling on this is that they don't want to infringe on people's right to privacy, so they're only going to use them to get a license plate.
There's only a presumption of privacy when you're in public. There is no privacy in public. But the interesting thing is, if you take it to trial, how do you cross-examine a picture? Nobody was there to take it. There was no eyewitness. I can show you where cameras don't always reflect a true reality.
Well, I think the examples that Chief McDonald gave on Monday as to where this system has worked for them is locating a car that shot at officers and people who were outside of a house, and also helping find somebody who was abducted because of a license plate.
Okay, that's two things.
Yeah, but that's where a license plate reader, and strictly a license plate reader, can help with these cameras. Because the feeling about removing them is that they are doing more than reading license plates. I don't think that anybody has had a problem with
that. Well, you know something? Here's an interesting paradox. Those cameras are doing so much, and yet we have such a small police force.
Well,
now, how can we get justice out of that? What we need are more cops visible in the field. Put them on bicycles. That'll help with the health of the cops.
Well, I think that's actually one of their reasons for wanting these cameras right now more than ever, is that they don't have as many officers as they used to because of the cutbacks in the city.
Well, gee whiz, let's get a flock camera at every bloody intersection, shall we? Let's get one at everybody's door so we can see where everybody's going. That's a lame excuse. You know, let's face it, by and large, how intense is day-to-day Marion for a cop? That's why, no pun intended, but when there's something major happening, all the cops jump in their cars and flock to that event.
Well, it is interesting that this has become an issue, and apparently there were definitely 4 votes Monday to remove these cameras. So that's one vote shy of removing them. And Aaron said this morning that he feels there are five votes, that there is another vote there. And if this vote does happen by council, these flock cameras will be removed within the city. And essentially, the mayor, the police chief, will have nothing to say about that at that point.
Well, one could only hope. That's just... That was provided by a grant, right?
Yeah, and apparently at this point, the city is paying nothing for them.
Well, the city is paying something because it takes personnel to view them. And the big question is, how many flock cameras do we have? Does each one have a monitor, or are there multiple images per monitor?
Well, I know the police chief said on Monday that anybody who would like to come up and view how these cameras work on his end is more than welcome to do so.
Well, the question still remains, how many images are flashing up there? And, you know, if there's anything, if you've ever seen the way the London police handle their cameras in that, they have a major control system. And even if it were scaled down, for X number of cameras, you're going to need X number of monitors and personnel to watch, because one person can't do it. We just need more cops visible out in the community, making rounds. We need a cop to randomly ride on the buses around town. When you know there's a cop nearby and you don't have to wait, for instance, I had one piston brain revving up his engine, racing up and down Greenwood Street, pulling into Semcote, just ripping that engine. It sounded as bad as a tractor at a tractor pull. I called the police up. I had footage. I had still pictures. Told them, hey, there's somebody here running around in a Camaro. It's got no hood on it, and it looks like it has dual carbs on it, making a hell of a racket racing up and down and around. Well, we'll get someone out there. Well, can I send you pictures of it? No, we'll send someone. Oh, gee, by the time you send somebody, they could be gone, you know? We lack leadership in our community. And you know why we don't have leadership? It's because we have too many not ready for primetime politicians in there dragging the city down. People who don't know how to conduct business, like the president of city council, still doesn't have her training wheels off.
Well, and unfortunately, as I was saying to somebody the other day, she's never had to really run an election because nobody's ever run against her.
Yep, she's just a wet noodle with a dress on.
Well,
that's kind of like her personality, I think.
Well, I'm not sure if she ever got the training. I don't know. I really don't
know.
Well,
it's obvious she never got the training, or if she did, it went in one ear and out the other. You know, what did she do before she became president of council?
I'm not sure what she did, but I think what's interesting is there has been all this discussion as of late about decorum, which that seemingly is dying in committee. But, you can have decorum rules, you can have as many rules as you want, but if there is nobody there to enforce those rules,
bingo.
Which is the conversation that is not happening. And I don't know if that's to shield somebody. I really don't know. Because when Tommy Reese or Miranda McGinnis or anybody who has a job, who is being paid for that job, has been thought of as not doing their job. They have offered training. They have offered all kinds of things to them. I've never heard that offered to Marion. She does collect a paycheck.
Yes. Yep. Taxpayers are paying somebody that just is a figurehead and does nothing and knows nothing. And they're getting taken. The same way that they'll be taken if they vote for extended terms for city council members. Which, by the way, I finally heard back from the publisher.
Here you go.
My letter to the editor.
What's the update?
Well, we published it. We put it in another outlet. Now, you know, somebody writes a letter to the editor about their community, and they put it in another outlet, which I'm not aware of any other outlet in Marion, are you?
No.
Why would it go to another outlet and not to the intended audience of Marion? It's amazing. It must be run by a bunch of wokies.
Now, wait a second. So the editorial opposing longer terms for the Marion City Voters Council was sent to another outlet who would not be voting for this.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I think that is a good reason why not to even spend any advertising dollars on the Marion Star or even have a subscription to the Marion Star, because they don't give a good goddamn about the citizens of Marion.
Well, that's an interesting note. I mean, I find it sad in a way, because I always liked being able to say to somebody, hey, did you read that article in the Star? But when I do that now, oh, Lord, if 10% of the people have seen it, that's a lot.
And I was corrected, too, and I don't know how factual it is. Oh, it's not Gannett anymore. It's USA Today. Oh, boy. USA Today is a piece of crap. They're homogenizing everything. They are such tight-wad bastards that the front page in Seattle is the same as the front page of Columbus, etc., etc. These people are just, it's a waste of time. Just a waste of time.
Well, so, we'll see where it goes, I guess. Who knows?
Well, hey, let's get the flock out of here.
There we go. Thank you.
Get some collies, border collies, to shepherd in stuff.
We'll see what happens.
Thanks. Better tomorrow.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. The conversation is flock cameras here this morning. I don't know. I really don't know. Are there 5 votes on that council to get rid of the flock cameras? Aaron seemed to feel there were. Now, it will have to get through committee first at this particular point. It's interesting. And do the citizens want to get rid of the flock cameras? You know, we've heard from some during city council meetings, but I don't know if that's all. I don't know. I think it's an interesting discussion to have. And when Jason Schauber called in yesterday, I also thought it was a very interesting moment in which he said that he felt that public officials have been targeted by the mayor, the police chief, because of their votes on city council, and he was concerned for Thaddeus Smith, 5th Ward City Councilman, for even bringing this issue up. I don't know. I don't think a lot of people ever dreamed it would get this far, because there I think was a feeling after the last round of talk about flock cameras that it was kind of a moot point, that the city wasn't going to be paying for these anymore, that the county got a grant to cover the continuation of these, and that's kind of what it was. Well, I don't know if that's what it is anymore. All right, phone lines are open, 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you'd like to weigh in, please feel free. We would love to hear from you. We always enjoy hearing from anybody out there in the listening audience. And I think on this particular issue, it is important to hear what people feel about the flock cameras. Because I know a lot of people downtown do listen to this show. And I think they're listening at this point. And this is coming down to possibly one vote at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
On this flock camera thing, a lot of people give the opinion it's kind of like, oh, well, there's nothing we can do about it. There's cameras everywhere. You know, Chief McDonald got up and said, you know, it's inevitable. It's an inevitable thing that we're going to have drones, we're going to have this, that, and the other at some point. And I want to remind the people out there that the people run the show. We've let the show go, but the people run the show. And he's correct. If we sit on our hands and we sit on our asses and we don't vote and we don't vote regularly, then he's right. It's inevitable that these things will happen. And they present it to the people like there's nothing you can do about it. You can do things about this. You know, just like Danny Clark wanted to make a big, there's nothing we can do about this. This is a county thing. And Mr. Russell says, well, I disagree. There are things that this council can do. You know, people got to vote. You got to get up and express yourselves. And you do have control of these things. If you don't like what's going on in your state, then vote the people out. If you don't like what's going on in your city, then vote the people out. You do have control of this situation.
Well, we've come to an interesting point now, though. We now know that Aaron and Thad did draft legislation. It has been sent off to the law director and the president of council to be assigned to a committee. So chances are Monday night it will end up with a committee. Now, will the committee send that on to council? And Aaron, who I think is a pretty good vote counter, says he believes there are five votes on council, full council, to get rid of these things.
I have full faith that Ralph Smith will send that on to council to let the people vote and let the people have a say. I think he may not vote for it when it's in council, and maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think he's going to hold it up in committee. I think Dan Clark will. And for some reason, you know, Dan Clark has he wants the people silenced and surveilled. And that just blows my mind.
And it's a good, we should mention that Scott Kreider's on that committee, and I think there's a pretty good bet that he's going to send it on to council as well.
Oh, for sure. Scott's going to send it on. And as I said, Ralph Smith, absolutely, 100% is going to send that on.
Now, who do you think are the five? Because Aaron believes there's five. We know who the four are. Kreider, Rollins, Nathan Stevenson, and Thad Smith. Who do you think the fifth is?
Let's see. You got Scott Kreider. You got Aaron Rollins. You got Nathan Stevenson. You got Thad Smith. I think Bill Dicht will be your... And I think Ralph Smith is probably 50-50.
Well, I will also... I think people are underestimating Mrs. Larkin on this one. I'm not sure that she's a no on this one.
I don't know her that well. I don't know her politics. She doesn't really speak up much. She kind of, in my opinion, and this isn't... I'm not criticizing her. It's just she kind of goes with the flow. She's kind of new. She's new, so I get that. I was really surprised and pleased with... Mr. Stevenson stepping up and stepping into that role. I want to add, too, that, you know, I think Mr. Stevenson and Mr. Smith, Mr. Thad Smith, are expressing and showing the people that we don't need extended terms. You know, if these people in office take their jobs seriously, and, you know, if they took the job, if they ran for the job for serious goals in the first place, then they come into the job, they take it seriously, they educate themselves on the process, and they don't do what, you know, we have the doc in the county that likes to go eat and meet and you know, admit that he doesn't do his job. So I don't think we need four-year terms at all. You know, I'm all about term limits on all politicians. You know, if they, their campaign is their work. You know, do your work, do your job, and get out and meet the people, and you'll get reelected up until your term limits.
So when you've got four sure votes to get rid of these and three possibilities in Mrs. Larkin, Rob Smith, and Bill Dichtel, all you need's one, and they would be gone.
Yep, and as I said, I think Rob Smith, I mean, when you talk to somebody and you can see that they're listening to you and that they're actually digesting what you're saying, doesn't mean they're going into an agreement, but they're digesting. They're consuming it, and they're processing it, and as I said to him, you know, he's a military man. He fought for these rights, and we have to remember the whole purpose and the uniqueness of the United States experiment. And the Constitution is that the Constitution protects the rights of the people. It created rights for the people. And so we don't give them away. We never give our rights away with this whole flimsy ass, you know, well, you ain't doing nothing wrong, then don't worry about it. And as I've said, you know, I think it's backwards myself. I think the public servants, we should have cameras on all of them. And part of the whole flock issue is it's always about, you know, we have good administrators and we'll make sure that, you know, that kind of thing doesn't happen. Well, time after time after time, we see that the failure in the equation is the human being. You know, human beings are sinners. We're sinners by nature. You know, if you look at the Ohio State wrestling thing, if you look at the gymnastic things in Michigan, if you look at Penn State, you know, this stuff happens everywhere, and it's always the good guy, the person you don't think is doing it, is doing it. So the whole argument about, you know, hey, we're the cops, trust us. You know, I'll show you daily reports of cops, sheriff deputies, chief, you know, sheriffs themselves, chiefs of police that are going to prison left and right for ripping off the people, for doing crime. So that whole argument, like, you know, hey, we're the good guys, trust us, we'll make sure that flock camera isn't used the way it's not supposed to be used. As Chief McDonald, he invites everybody down to see everything. Okay, well, no disrespect, but you're only showing me what you're showing me. I don't know that you're showing me everything. Let's just be honest about this shit. You know, you look, oh, come on down, we'll show you. So we're just supposed to take your word. You know, see, let's do private audits. Let's do independent audits of your computers and your processes, or let it be open to the public. Then we'll trust you.
I have a Trish out here is listening this morning. She wanted to know, how many flock cameras are there in the city? What is that exact number again?
I thought it's 43, I think.
Yeah, I think it's just over 40, but I couldn't remember the exact number.
I think it's 42 or 43. I'm not positive.
Yeah, and I think wasn't it at some point in the 30 range? Because I remember Jason saying yesterday, it was like 30-something in the beginning. I don't know if they've added more. I really don't know the total number. If anybody knows the total number,
I don't know that. I know Marla has added some. I think Naomi Craig would probably have a, you know, she's got all the details.
I know the number has changed, I think, since Jason was talking yesterday. What did you make about that yesterday? Make of that apparently the vote should have taken place Monday night. That the second shouldn't have been withdrawn from Nathan Stevenson, and the fact that Jason flat out said that politicians, because of their votes, are retaliated against by the administration and the police department.
Well, I've been saying it as far as, you know, what's happened to Ayers Ratliff and what happened to Jason, and I mean they that was his own party that turned on Jason. You know, I think they eat their own. They show who they are and what they are. I was happy that Jason called in. I mean, I was surprised, but I was happy that he called in. What I heard you talking to Aaron, and I didn't hear the conclusion. I mean, so is it his opinion, or did you guys come to the conclusion that it's not on the floor still? Because I'm kind of like, if it's still on the floor, like, next council meeting, they just vote for it. They wouldn't even need this ordinance that they wrote, right?
Well, and I think that's the question right now. Apparently, Aaron feels that there are several interpretations, at least two, to Robert's Rules of Order, and it is possible that this possibly... the vote should not have happened. I guess it, this one is really up for interpretation, but regardless at this point, they, Thad and Aaron have drafted the legislation to send it on to committee anyway. So I think at this point, drafting that legislation makes that a moot point.
Right, and I was worried kind of about with the going to committee and it not getting out of committee, but as I've said, I thought about it, and I have no doubts in my mind that Ralph Smith's not going to hold that up in committee. He's not going to be the one that says, you know what, I'm going to make this decision for the people. I'm going to let it go on to council and let it go to full vote and let that be decided that way.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. I think that's... I'm being told here from a listener this morning that Marion County has 34 Flock cameras that were refunded to operate through June of 2027. So 34, excuse me, is what we're getting here.
Okay, I've never heard that number. It's always been over 40 is what I've heard. So I don't know. Like I said, again, all of this should just be, it's really simple. You put it out, you put the information out there. If you want to really be proactive and you really want to build trust in the community, you don't wait for... you didn't ask for this kind of look into or audit, you asked for that. You know what, just give us all the information and be proactive and show us. As I said, if there's all of these good cases, Chief McDonald quotes two, if there's all of these great things that have happened from Flock, I would kind of bet that he would just be listing them off. If nothing else, you know what, print them all out and or put them on the internet, put them on the police site. Here's the great things that Flock Camera has done this month,
Well, and apparently at one point there was supposed to be something like that, and it never happened. And apparently there's legislation laying somewhere in council that if the city was going to renew this contract, that they had to come back to council for a vote. I don't believe that ever happened.
And as I've said multiple times, we talk a lot about decorum, spend a lot of hours talking about decorum, we spend a lot of hours talking about the e-bike stuff, and they're all good, and they're worthy conversations. But if you're not going to enforce the ordinance that once you enact it in the first place, what the hell's the point of it? You wasted a lot of time and did nothing.
And there we are. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, bud.
All right, another listener out there this morning giving us the old Ben Franklin quote here. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. Or safety. Did Ben Franklin say that? That doesn't sound like something Ben Franklin... he might have said that in essence, but that doesn't sound like a direct Ben Franklin quote. He liked to throw those nors and so on and so forth in there. So we'll see how this all turns out. I thank all the callers in hour number one. We've got a whole nother hour coming up here after the short but important break, so stay with us here on WGH Talk. It's an interesting conversation regarding Flock cameras here in Marion, and where will it go? We thank City Councilman at Large Aaron Rollins for kicking off the conversation this morning. We'll be back in 15 minutes with much more programming. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Where it comes from. It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mild.